Hey everyone, welcome to 7 easy ways to implement strategies to get your business profiting with Facebook ads. I'm Dan Janelle, your fearless PR leader. You know me from the PR Leads program. Well, Facebook ads is my new thing, and I'm delighted to share some new knowledge that I learned that's helping me and my clients make some serious money, and I want to share those ideas with you so you're profiting with your Facebook ads. And I also want to share with you 3 myths that are holding you back. So let's look at the big picture here, first of all. The big picture is you know there's a lot of money to be made on Facebook, but you don't know how. And you know you should be advertising on Facebook, but you don't know how. And finally, this leads to you being frustrated with Facebook because it changes all the time. Well, I want you to know that you are in the right place because you'll learn how to overcome these frustrations today so you can reach your goals fast. And I'm urging you to stay on the line till the very end because there'll be a special bonus for people who stay on the line. Now, let's take care of a couple of housekeeping notes first. To maximize our time together on this webinar, please print the workbook and be prepared to use it. Now, the workbook is available. If you look on the screen, you'll see a little line that says download the handouts, and you'll see the video player. It's right there, and you can download whether you're listening live or whether you're listening on the recording. Why don't you do that now? In most cases, you won't need it. It's just a great little reminder, but I find some people are really visually oriented, and they really need something to follow along with, so that's really cool. So it's a good reminder, and it's a good roadmap as well. So print out the workbook. That's number one. Number two, think of one question you want answered while we're on the live webinar today. If I don't answer your question during the training, you can ask it during the Q&A session, and if we run out of time, I'll answer it privately for you. If it's a consulting thing, then, some guy said, what should I do for Facebook advertising? It's like the entire encyclopedia is open for you, man. Ask me direct questions, so I'll be happy to help. Number three, also, to maximize your time on this webinar, at the end of the session, decide on just one action item you plan to complete in the next 24 hours. Taking action right away will give you instant momentum to start seeing big results. So that's cool. So, as I said before, stay on the line till the very end to get a great bonus. And here's what we'll cover today. Here's what you're going to discover. Number one, 7 proven ways to make money on Facebook. These are things that I'm doing for my clients. These are things I'm seeing other people do as well. These are best practices. These are things that will apply to just about everyone on the line. Number two, 3 myths about Facebook that are holding you back. Yes, there are a lot of misconceptions about Facebook, as there is about everything about internet marketing, and we're going to discuss some of those myths that are holding you back. And number three, 2 ways that you can start taking action to build your profits right now. So let's dig in. You can use Facebook. You can use Facebook to accomplish any trackable marketing goal. This is phenomenal. You can register. You can see your registrations. You can see your leads. You can see your sales. It's really, really cool. Number two, there are easy strategies that are working right now to help you quickly save money on your ads. Number three, you'll find proven ways to find your target prospects without spending a penny. Number four, you'll learn how to find out if your ads are working for just a few dollars a day, because money is important. Number five, you'll learn how to make your ads stand out and how to get people to take action. Number six, you'll learn how to make sure you don't get banned from Facebook. Yes, they actually do ban people if you don't know what you're doing. So it's really, really important, and we will cover that. Number seven, ROI is the most important thing in any kind of marketing experience, and we're going to show you a clear way to see if your ads are giving you a clear ROI, a clear return on your investment. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I wrote the first book about internet marketing in 1993. You're probably saying, that's crazy, but yes, someone had to write the first book, and it was me. And you're probably saying, why you? What made you the person to do this? Well, I was doing the PR for a company called America Online, and we were having a hard time getting publicity, believe it or not. And all of a sudden, on the front page of every newspaper, there were articles about this internet thing. And, you know, think about it. There is no internet company. There is no internet CEO who's paying a PR firm to get publicity for them. And yet they were an overnight sensation, and they were just dominating the field. And, you know, everyone was talking about the internet while I was doing PR for America Online, and it was like pulling teeth. So I realized, this internet bandwagon is something I need to jump on. And because I had been doing a lot of marketing on America Online, and I was a forum host on CompuServe, I knew a lot about online marketing, so I wrote the book about how to market online. It was published by John Wiley. It was reprinted 3 times. It was translated into 6 languages. It led to speaking all over the world, literally all over the world, from Beijing to Budapest. I taught the first internet marketing class at Berkeley. I taught internet branding at Stanford. So I've always been at the forefront of new technology and marketing. I've been able to see where things are going. And remember, back in 1993, the internet was a dot prompt. It was not a browser. It was really confusing. And then the browser came along, and life was a whole lot easier. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that shows how far back I go. But just let it be known that it was a difficult time, and it was an interesting time, and here we are many, many years later, and it's still working, and it's always, always changing. And somehow I've had a knack for seeing where the future is going, and I think the future is Facebook ads, and I'm jumping headfirst into Facebook ads, and I want to share stories and ideas so you can take advantage of it as well with your marketing. So that's a little bit about me. Let me tell you about my aha moment when I finally realized that there was something going on with Facebook ads. Facebook actually invited me to a marketing seminar they had here in Minneapolis, maybe last April. And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I mean, they have so much information on people. They can target people. Isn't that what advertising is all about? If you want to reach, as one of my clients said, phlebotomists, can you reach phlebotomists on Facebook? And the answer is yes, because there's a phlebotomy association, and there are people who list their occupations as phlebotomists. And if you're wondering what a phlebotomist is, that's the person who takes your blood when you go into a lab when you're doing some lab work for your health. So if they can find phlebotomists, they can find just about anyone else. And my jaw just dropped when I saw some of the things that they were doing, because it's just amazing. They know who's online, and they know how much money you make. Why? Because you're basically telling them. You're telling them what television shows you like, what music you like, what businesses you like, what bands you follow, where you live. They tell you a birthday. They know your birthday because you told them. And then they take all this information. They go to the DMV, the motor vehicles department in your state, and they cross-reference information there. And then they cross-reference that information with other public companies that are tracking consumer data. And consequently, they can build this entire profile about you, so you can find just about anyone, or any kind of person, rather, that you're looking for. And we'll go into that in more detail later. But that was my big aha moment when I realized that, oh, my God, we can really, really target people like that. This is amazing. We can direct our ads and our messages directly to the kinds of people we want to, and not to the people who we don't want to. So that was a big aha moment, but one thing leads to another. So I got my first client, and he was the author of a book. And I wrote this ad for him. You can see it on the left-hand side of the screen. There's a picture of him, and it says, A New Political Thriller by Quentin Brent. And the headline, If You Like Jack Reacher, You'll Love Zane Donovan. And basically here what I was trying to do was reach people who liked thriller fiction, you know, people who followed Jack Reacher and that's a lead child character, and there are movies about Jack Reacher now, but, you know, big following. So if you're an author and you want to, if your book would appeal to another author in that genre, whether it be a health author or a political author, we can just say, let's show this ad to people who like Rush Limbaugh or Donald Trump or Carly Fiorina or Hillary Clinton or anyone else. So it really is that specific. In fact, I was at my barber's yesterday, believe it or not, and, you know, we talk about books all the time because we both like the same kind of books. He gives me books that he's read. I give him books that I've read. He said, hey, I hear there's this new local guy who's like the next Vince Flynn. And I said, that's my ad. We had a good laugh over that, and I said, did you buy the book? And he said, no. I said, did you click on the Amazon link? And he said, no. I said, why not? He said, well, I get all my books from the library. Well, that's market research. Believe it or not, you can actually go to Facebook and say, exclude people who don't buy things on Facebook. Yes, they know who doesn't buy things on Facebook. So I can exclude my barber and not worry about him seeing my ads anymore. But here's the real good stuff about this book. We sold 35 books in 27 days. This is the spreadsheet. This is a download from Amazon. This is my real proof. You can see it. I'll be happy to send the real numbers to anyone who asks. And this was really interesting because not only do we sell 35 books in 27 days, most of those books were electronic books, and we could do demographics. So I could see that most people who bought the book were between 45 and 65. And they were buying the electronic version. So anyone who thinks that people over 60 are like Luddites who don't use computers and are afraid to buy things, well, those are the ones who are the most heaviest users of the mobile. And they were downloading and buying the book. And if you want to get really nitty-gritty, I could actually tell that more of them were using Android than they were using the Apple, which is pretty amazing. So that's a great success story, and you could say, yes, this could happen to you. So then I got client number two, and she wrote this book about how to improve your memory, and it was a really, really good book. It was a business book, or a self-help book. And we ran ads. In fact, we ran three sets of ads, and we sold zero books, absolutely zero books. I'm going to be totally transparent here with you. I'm just going to blow wind up your skirt or anything. You know, they'll tell you what works and tell you what doesn't work. And this is my real aha moment, because we were spending all this money, not a lot of money, but we're spending money on these ads to take people to Amazon to buy the book. This is a $15 book. She probably would make $5 on a book if she sold a book. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, she's a consultant. She could sell her time out for anywhere from $75 an hour on up. She could get speaking engagements for, you know, several thousand dollars and up. Why are we sending people to Amazon to buy a stupid little book for $10? Actually, it's not a stupid little book. Let me rephrase that. Why are we sending people to Amazon to make a little bit of money on this marvelous book instead of sending them to her website where she can build trust and build rapport with these prospects so they hire her? So it's like, aha, for some people, for novelists, we want to take them to Amazon. For consultants and speakers, it might be a better idea to take them back to the website and use more advanced strategies to get people into the funnel. So another client comes along, and she's doing health webinars and we're using ads to attract people. And I want to show you the screen grab we have here, because we had the middle column, the blue column here, says 116 clicks and 115 goal. That means of 116 people who saw the ad, clicked on the ad, went to her website to register for the webinar, 115 of them, all but one, actually followed through. Do you have any idea what this means? This means that Facebook advertising really, really works. It means that people can click, they get your message, they click, they see your deeper message, build more rapport with you, and they say, I want to buy this, or I want to register for this and get to know you better. And just about everyone who clicked through signed up, which is phenomenal. I put these statistics up against anyone in any other marketing, because there's usually some drop-off somewhere, and in this it was like, you know, virtually 100%. Now, you're probably wondering about that extreme left-hand column where it says impressions, 6,430 impressions. That means how many times the ad was displayed to people. Now, I don't want to get hung up on impressions, because impressions mean nothing. Impressions are the times that people see the ad or the ad is displayed. But we don't pay for impressions on Facebook. This is one of the key things you want to write down. We don't pay for impressions. We pay for clicks. This means we only pay for action. We pay for activity. This makes our advertising so much more effective than television or just about any other old kind of media, where you're basically paying for impressions and you're hoping that people see your ad. But whether they see it or not, whether they take action or not, you're still paying for those impressions. But not on Facebook. I'll say that again. On Facebook, you only pay for the clicks. Now, when you make your order for your ad, you need to tell Facebook to pay for clicks, not impressions. But they're just fine delivering clicks and not impressions, or you paying for your clicks and not impressions. So that's a really, really key distinction that I want you to know about. There's also another a social proof expert piece of witness here that I want to share with you. David Newman, many of you know David. He's a great speaker. He trains speakers on how to make more money. He's been running this ad for quite some time now on a $100,000 speaker, free training, and basically how to add $100,000 of speaking to your business. And this ad is getting him qualified prospects that come listen to his webinar that leads to an appointment where he talks to qualified people. And if they like what he has to say, they sign up. And if they don't want what he has to say or sell, then they move away. This is a very, very effective ad for David. He's given me full permission to share information about this ad. In fact, I'm working with David to help him figure out how to disqualify unqualified readers. You think about this for a second. You're saying, don't you want everyone to click through on this ad? Well, no, you don't want the tire kickers. You don't want the looky-loos. You don't want the people who are going to waste your time. So David actually doesn't call everyone who clicks on this ad and listens to the webinar and says, hey, I want to talk to you for more information. He'll actually send them a questionnaire that says, tell me a little bit about yourself, and there he has some qualifying questions, and he sees if these people are serious and where they are in their speaking career and whatever. We don't need to get into all that detail, but I'm just saying that the Facebook ad is the top of the funnel. It's the beginning of the relationship. It's what gets people to know about you, to begin that know, like, and trust that leads to the sale. By the way, if you're wondering how you disqualify people from clicking on your ad, you know, put in a disqualifier. Say it costs $25. Well, you're going to get rid of all the people who are looky-loos who want something for free. That's just one idea. Every case is a little bit different. It's a lot of fun to figure out who you don't want coming in, and because you don't want to waste your time or your money or their time if they're just not qualified. So you do want the best qualified people you can want. So the key takeaway point here is that do you see how powerful Facebook ads can be if they're done right? And that's the key, if they're done right. We see a lot of ads that are done wrong, and people complain, and they say Facebook advertising doesn't work. Well, if the ad doesn't work, you test something else. But when it does work, it can lead to make your dreams come true. So that's cool. So let's get started on some more content here. So what are your goals? Number one, you can generate lots of traffic. For some people, that's all they want. Other people, they want to increase their sales. Other people want to build brand. Other people want to increase their awareness. Well, Facebook can reach all those goals. When you set up your ad, they'll actually show you this little screen here to say what you can do. So Facebook has a nice way of walking you through the whole system so you can create your own ads. Some of you on the call will be able to do it yourself. Some will be too confusing because it's just confusing in some respects. Some of you will say, I have better things to do than create ads. But I'm just letting you know that if you do create an ad, Facebook gives you some training wheels along the way to keep it moving. So you can boost your posts. So that means if you have a post on your web on your Facebook page, you want more people to see it, you can actually pay for Facebook to show that ad to more people. And believe it or not, not everyone sees your ad. That's one of the great myths about or your post. Not everyone sees your post. That's one of the myths we'll go over later on. You can promote your page. You can send people to your website. You can increase conversions on your website. If you have an app, you can get more installs of your app and increase engagements of your app. If you're a local business, you can reach more people near your business. You can set up geographical filters so that only people within 5 miles or 10 miles or 25 miles will ever see your ad. You can raise attendance at your events. So if you're doing a live webinar or a live event in your town, you can actually use Facebook ads to get people there. You can use ads to get people to claim an offer for coupons and discounts and such like that. You know, I see a lot of people, like yoga studios do this all the time. Orange Fitness, come in for a free lesson, click here, and get video views. You can actually do video on Facebook now. And that's one of the things where we said that Facebook is always changing. Well, if you don't know that Facebook is doing live video now, welcome. It's pretty new and it's coming in. Here on the next slide, I want to show you another way to order your ads. You can, again, go to an external website, or the second one here says right-hand column. I want to warn you, you do not want to do a right-hand column ad. Even Facebook, look at the orange on the screen, says these ads are usually less performing but can be cheaper. They perform well when used with custom audience for websites. We'll talk about custom audiences in a few minutes. But basically, you want to avoid the right columns ads. They just don't perform. Everyone I speak to who does Facebook advertising says they don't perform. So make a note for yourself. You want the ad to appear in the news feed, just like everything else that people are used to seeing. And especially on mobile, Well, they don't show up on mobile either because there's no third column for the mobile. You can also do lead generation. We'll talk about that. And Instagram. This is also relatively new. You can put ads on Instagram as well. So on the next slide, let's look at the types of ads that you can see. Here's a post ad, traditional ads, carousel ads, video ads, and lead capture ads. And let's look at each one. Here's what your ads basically look like. You know, you're looking at your news feed, and in the big wide column in the center, there's this big ad for something called the charger thing or whatever. I don't care what it is, but it's right above my normal news feed, and here's where I see something from my friend Janelle Anderson. My, what a wonderful name. And, you know, it's interspersed. People see these. They cannot not see them. They are there. So that's cool. On the right-hand side, the third column there, you see a smaller right-hand ad. They're a little bit smaller. They have less to say, and they just don't get the same number of clicks that other ads do. So, again, avoid those. So I hope that you can visualize these now and see what we're talking about. On the next screen, here's an example of a boosted ad. This is one of my clients, and she didn't boost an ad. This boosted her post. Excuse me. Let me use the right term. So she wrote about a webinar that she's holding, and she wanted to boost it to make sure that more people saw it. So she paid Facebook a certain amount of money, starting at $5, and she got a certain number of more views, and here we see that 10,467 people were reached. I don't know how much money she spent, but I assume it was not a lot of money because no one would spend $10,000 to reach people, and that's a great thing. You don't have to spend a dollar to reach people. It's much, much less expensive than that. Here's an example of an ad you might not have seen because they're not really widely used, but I love them. This is a carousel ad. So instead of seeing one ad in your news feed, you see this one ad box, this square, but there are three pictures. Actually, there are more than three pictures because you can see this little right arrow over here, which means that there's more. So if you're selling several products, you can have a teapot, you can have a pot and pan, you can have a toaster, and show people five different things that you have. It also works on mobile. Here's your little iPhone, and here's sushi, and it shows pizza, and then a hamburger, and then a salad. So you can tell more of your story. Now, what's really cool about this is that you can actually tell a real story. Imagine a picture of a woman who looks lonely. She has a pint of Ben and Jerry's in front of her. The phone is on the hook in background. You know, no one's calling her. She's upset. She's lonely. Then the next screen over, there's an ad for Tinder, and, you know, meet someone today. And then, you know, the third box, she says she's filling out the form. And the fourth box, you know, someone responds to her. And number five, there's this big heart around her and the person she meets. And you're telling a little story. I haven't seen that done a lot. I've seen that done in demos that Facebook has done. But I think that's a great way to get emotion into an ad. And it'll be a lot of fun, and if you have an idea for a story like that, then it could be really, really a good way to stand out from the crowd and tell your story and build rapport with people. It's really cool. On the next screen, I want to show you what a lead gen ad can look like. Basically, when you set up your ad, Facebook will ask you if you want to create a lead gen. And what a lead gen will do is basically capture people's information. Now, normally, you would send people to a website or a lead landing page or a page that says, hi, put in your name and your email here, and you'll get my new ebook or my top 10 tips on how to do whatever, and that's a perfectly good strategy. But, you know, I found for my clients, they don't know how to do that. And if we talk to their webmaster to have them set that up, we're talking about charging thousands of dollars and waiting, you know, weeks and weeks for their webmaster to finally get around to doing it, and, you know, just a waste. So I think that these lead gen ads are fantastic because now I can control my clients' leads, and we can ask a form, you know, fill out this form. Basically, the very basic information is your email and your name. But you can also include things like your city and your state and your postal code, your date of birth, your gender, company name, marital status, military status, what kind of job you have. So there's a lot of stuff here. And on the right-hand side, there are additional questions for B2B, like the size of your company, the size of your sales team, when you bought a car, what kind of car you're looking for. So there are a lot of pre-filled-in ideas that Facebook gives you so that you can really qualify your prospects when they fill out this form. So I think that's very, very valuable and a great tool for everyone. On the next slide, it's about who you're trying to reach. You know, where are your customers hiding? And I tell you, Facebook knows where they are because you can find your current prospects and clients. You can create a lookalike audience. You can create a custom audience. And you can create demographics and interests of your people. So let's look at a few ideas there. So if you want to send or if you want to target your current client roster, let's say you have a database, you have email addresses of prospects or your e-zine, well, you can upload that to Facebook. And Facebook will send ads directly to those people and only those people if they're on Facebook. So this is a way of saying, okay, I'm reaching them through direct mail. I'm reaching them through my email. Now I'm reaching them through Facebook ads. We're everywhere. So you don't know what is going to get people over the fence or push people over the fence to buy your product. But if they see you everywhere, if there are more touches for you, so to speak, a touch is an impression, a touch is when you see your ad or such like that, then it's a great way to just reach a different modality. So they're on Facebook saying, oh, my God, there's Dan's webinar. I think I'll sign up for it. I think I saw something about that in his e-zine, but I didn't take action. I think I saw it sending me an email, but I didn't take any action. But, you know, now that I'm on Facebook and I'm in front of the computer, whatever. For whatever reason, they're doing something. So you can send email, you can send your ads, rather, to your email list. It's really, really cool. And, again, if these are coming through Facebook, if Facebook is not sending an email to your list. They're just using your email database and seeing if those people are actually on Facebook, and a good many are. Now, here's where it gets fascinating or creepy, depending on your ideas. Facebook can take that client list of yours and create what they call a lookalike audience. That means that they can see these email addresses and see these people who are in Facebook and see what they have in common. Cool, huh? Or scary, huh? Well, if you're a marketer, it's kind of cool because it means that if my clients like my stuff and we can find other people who are exactly like my clients, then they're going to buy my stuff too. So this is a really, really cool feature. It doesn't cost any more when you do it with Facebook. They will just create it for you, and you can specify, send this ad to my lookalike audience, and it's really cool. You can also create your own custom audience based on demographics and interests, and we're going to do that now. So if we go to the next slide, you'll see Facebook saying, who do you want to reach? And we can reach people by geography. So we have the United States here, but if you want to reach people in Italy or Canada or Australia, and I do know we have clients all over the world, and this is important to you. So you can definitely say different countries. And within those countries, you can specify the states or the province or the city or a DMA or a zip code, which is cool. So if you only want to reach people, you're doing a seminar in Orange County, California, you only want to reach people in Southern California, you can do that. If you're doing a seminar in Phoenix and you want to reach people within 25 miles of Phoenix, you can do that as well. Next, you can look at the age. We can specify anyone of any age. Right now, the default is 18 to 65. You can go younger than 18 if you're reaching teens. You can go older than 65 if you really want to. You can also do men or women or both. You can select languages. So you can see it's really, really powerful. On the next slide, for an example, here's Minneapolis reaching 18 to 65-year-old people, and they're telling me I have 1.6 million people in Minneapolis where I happen to live. So if I'm doing a seminar and I want to reach everyone in Minneapolis, there are 1.6 million people to choose from, which is cool. On the next slide, I want to show you interests. There are business and industry, entertainment, family and relationships, fitness and wellness, food and drink. So if you want to reach someone who needs a health product or you can do that. If you have hobbies and activities, so it might be sky gliding or stamp collecting or jogging, you know, you can reach people who like that. Shopping and fashion, you want to find people who are fashion forward who might buy your belts or your jewelry. It's amazing what you can find here. On the next slide, you can see family relationships. So again, it goes deeper into demographics. Do you want to reach people who are dating? Or I know there are a lot of life coaches on the line or relationship coaches on the line. So if you want to reach people who are in marriage or have just broken up and are divorced or people who are dating or people who are planning weddings, if you're selling wedding supplies and services, you can do all this. And you're saying, how does Facebook know all this? Well, look at your wall. Look at all the posts that people say, gee, I'm engaged to the most wonderful person in the world, and our wedding is going to be June 28th, and isn't this great? Well, Facebook pays attention, and suddenly you are pegged there and say, hey, I'm pregnant, and we're, you know, looking forward to September, blah, blah, blah. Well, Facebook takes action there, and they note that, and then they make this information available to people like you who are trying to reach people like them. It's also in business. So, again, is this a B2B situation or just consumer? Well, you can reach people in advertising, architecture, agriculture, aviation, business, construction, economics, engineering. I think you can tell that Facebook is taking B2B very, very seriously. In fact, they're starting a new service sometime this year called Facebook at Work, which is kind of funny because a lot of people use Facebook at work anyway, but they're not supposed to. And now they're actually going to have this module, and I don't know what's going to be in it, but it's called Facebook at Work. So I guess people will be more incentivized to actually check online on Facebook and see your ads there as well. And their boss won't say, what are you doing on Facebook? You know, I'm doing business, boss. Like, okay, yeah. So on the next role, the next job, you can see job roles like corporate executives. So for those of you who are higher-end consultants, and I know who you are on the call, if you want to reach C-level executives and corporate executives, they are there, as well as farmers and financial professionals. So it covers a wide, wide range of things. And then you can go into ideas like demographics, like education or ethnic affinity, financial, how much money they make, their net worth, what generation they are, millennials, Gen X, boomers, do they buy a home, are they looking for a home? Somehow Facebook knows this. It's just amazing. Life events like weddings and divorces and funerals and such. Parents, how many kids, what ages, politics, left, right, center. They have it all here. So if you were looking for, say, and I know someone, one person in particular on the line, one person looking for CEOs who are making, say, $350,000 and $500,000, you think that would be a good market for you? And I know there are at least three people who are shaking their heads. Well, there happen to be 2.1 million people on Facebook who meet that description. So if you want to reach people who are making up to $500,000, they are on Facebook as well as people making $35,000. So this is not just a consumer-based medium. It's for everyone. So let's go to our next slide. You know, number four, what's our fourth objective here? The budget. We want to manage our budget. It's real important because, you know, money makes the world go round. So when you work with someone like an advertising agency, they're going to charge a management fee for all the setup work they do, all the consulting they do, all the strategy they do. And, you know, that's a cost of doing business. And frankly, they're adding a lot of value there. So you want them to charge for that because they'll take your account a lot more seriously. Then in addition to the management fee, there's the advertising fee. That's what you actually pay Facebook to run your ads. Now, I'd suggest that you run ads, you test your ads, for $10 a day. So this is not a lot of money. So the course of, say, a 30-day test, you're only spending $300. That's nothing, especially when you consider your return on investment, because I'm sure everyone on the line is selling something for more than, you know, $30 or $10 a day. If you sold one book, you'd be making your money back. So it's very affordable. I've seen other people suggest $5 a day. And that's okay. I mean, but again, you're not having to spend $100 a day or $50 a day or $1,000 a month. That's the point I'm trying to make here. Facebook can be extremely inexpensive. Now, I would suggest that you test for 30 days at a minimum before you scale it up and start spending more money because you never know what's going to work. You know, I suggest that you test at least two ads, you know, either test the headlines, test the artwork. You know, you can go crazy with this stuff. And I don't say crazy. I say crazy in a good way because you can test every variable and get information back very, very quickly. And that's one of the great things I love about Facebook because it's immediate instant gratification. Within 24 hours or even faster, you can know if someone's clicking on your ad, if they're clicking on your ad, if they're taking action by signing up for your webinar or buying your product or getting into your funnel or whatever call to action you want to do. And if it isn't working, you can just change that. You know, compare that to an ad that you put into a magazine or a newsletter. Once it's in there, it's in there. You can't change it. You have to wait till the next month or the next issue in order to change that ad. But with Facebook, it just stays there all, you know, you can stay there for as long as you want and change it whenever you want. Now, if we go back to the next slide, we see Facebook's ad budget. You know, how much do you want to spend? This is kind of clever. They see their daily budget, and it's pre-filled in at $20. Pretty sneaky of them, huh? And they're going to assume that a lot of people can say, well, Facebook says I should spend $20, then I guess that's I should spend $20. It's a lot of money, but, you know, that's what Facebook says I should do. Well, no, you can put in $5, you can put in $10. So mark that on your notes. You know, you can spend as little as you want, and you can also stop it whenever you want. So the next line here on the same slide says schedule, and it's preset to run my ad continuously starting today. Well, I would say you never want to run an ad continuously because you'll forget that the ad exists, and 50 days later you'll be getting a bill from Facebook for an ad that you thought didn't exist, wasn't pulling for you, and was out of sight, out of mind. So you never want to run an ad continuously. So you would choose the second checkbox, which is set a start date and an end date. And I'd also suggest that you don't set the start date for today. You want to send your ad to Facebook, let them approve it, let them whatever, and then, you know, sleep on it overnight and then turn the start date on the next day. I like to start my ads at 7 in the morning and end them at 7 in the morning, and that way I can keep track of all my ads because I know they're starting and ending at the same time. So that's another, you know, secret tip that I have that I use, just that I do for myself. You know, I don't say it's secret. It's just, you know, best practice that I do. You won't see it anywhere else. I find that, you know, it starts the day properly, because if you look at charts and graphs, they'll give you day by day by day. So if you start your ad at, say, 5 o'clock at night, you're not going to get a 24-hour day the first day. You get 5 o'clock to midnight, 7 hours. Then you compare that to the second day, which has 24 hours, and suddenly the first day can't be compared to the second day because it's a different number of hours. So that's why I like to start at 7 in the morning. And someone may say, why don't you start at midnight? And I might say, you know, I just thought of that idea. So I might start my ads at midnight now. And someone else could say, well, my audience isn't online at midnight. I'd rather start at 7 in the morning when business people are starting to get to work, or when consumers are just starting to do that, and that's fine too. And believe it or not, Facebook will actually let you say when your ad can run. So if you don't want to run from midnight to 7 in the morning because people are asleep, then you don't run it. They won't run it. Of course, remember that Tony Robbins made a fortune by selling, or rather by showing his infomercial at like 3 in the morning. So he knew his people were awake at 3 in the morning. He probably didn't want to show his infomercial at 3 in the afternoon. So what can I say? Okay, on the next screen, again, this is the Facebook order form. This is something you will see when you place your ad. It shows optimization for ad delivery. What this means is they're basically saying, how do you want us to charge you for your ads? And we want to choose link clicks to your website. Say that 3 times fast. We don't want the opposite, which is pay for impressions. So that's actually the next part down there. When you get charged, impressions. We want to pay for links to your website. We want it to be an automatic bid. I've tried the manual bid, and believe it or not, I think Facebook basically says they're not going to show your ad if you pick a manual bid that is low. You know, if they say your ad should cost 65 cents per click, and you say, well, I'll try to get them to 50 cents, they just won't show your ad. They will show someone else's ad who wants to pay more, because this is a bidding system, and Facebook will show your ads to the highest bidder, and when that bidder runs out of his daily budget, then they'll go down and show the next bidder. So it may never get to you. I've tried this a couple of times, and I found that if I put in a super low bid, no one sees my ad. So I make it automatic, and I don't try to defeat the system. Sometimes I'm paying more for ads than I would like, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. At least people are seeing my ads, and I'm getting action, as opposed to not seeing ads and not getting action. So on the next level down here, when you get charged, says impression or link click, we want link click. Again, we don't want to pay for impressions. We don't want to pay for people who are just looking at this, because Facebook is guessing who would be interested in our ad. So they show them that, and that's an impression. But they're not always right. Or maybe if they show the right ad to the right person and they don't click on it, and, you know, how many times have you seen ads on your newsfeed and have not clicked on it, even, you know, that's it's perfect for you, or you'd be in the right demographic for it, but you don't click because, hey, you just want to read the next cat video. And so that's perfectly cool. The next option is ad scheduling. That's where we talked about running ads all the time. And delivery type, show the ads throughout the day, which is recommended, or you can do what they call day parting, which means just show the ads during certain times. So if you want to show it to mothers after school hours or before school hours when their kids are in school, that may make a lot of sense. So again, everyone's a little bit different. They give you a lot of options. It's very friendly to you, so it's really cool. So now let's talk about how to create a great ad. Now, a great ad has several key components. And the reason, frankly, why I like Facebook is that it's short. It's small. If I had to do magazine advertising, I couldn't do magazine advertising. There are way too many variables there. Or direct mail copywriting with long copy. I can't write long copy. I know a lot of people here don't like to read long copy either. That just doesn't fit into my modality. I'm really good at creating headlines because I was a reporter. I'm really good at writing short copy that grabs attention because I worked for newspapers, and we didn't have a lot of room to work with, so you had to know how to write short. So let me give you a couple ideas here on how to improve your ads. Now, number one is the headline. And you can be cute in a headline. You can be witty in a headline. But all the research I've done shows that headlines that work best ask questions. So are you afraid of a government cover-up? You know, that's one of an ad I'm running now for a conspiracy theory book. So are you happy with your income? Do you want more? Fill in the blank. And people are going to say yes, because you're phrasing the question in the form of a question that where the answer is yes. And if they say yes, they're more likely to click. So that's cool. Artwork. We want to use people. People are good. In fact, let me go to the next slide here so you can see a few examples here. Are you a consultant who wants to attract high-paying clients? Well, yeah. So you click through. And you want to show an ad with people because people like to see pictures of people. In fact, if you go on Facebook, just about every picture you see is a picture of, here are my grandchildren, here's my wedding, here's my daughter's wedding, here's my cats, it's pictures of people. People are used to seeing pictures of people on Facebook. So again, studies have been done that show that people will relate to an ad that has a picture because they think it's not an ad. They think it is a message. They think it's part of their wall. So here are the different parts of the ad. At the very top, we see the sponsor, Indie Books International. Here's their logo. We have a like page button here if people want to like it. And then we have the little copy here. You are invited to be our guest at an upcoming Marketing with a Book and Speech Summit. Two best-selling authors, Mark LeBlanc and Henry DeVries, share their unique expertise on how consultants can accelerate their growth by writing a book. I won't read the rest of it. Okay, this copy is actually very, very close to the copy on their landing page, where they take people into their funnel and they call people up for to get the commitment to come to their seminar. So you want to have copy that is very similar with the headline and the copy. So when people click through, it looks familiar to them. It's, aha, this is the right place. The logo is the same. The colors are the same. Here's a picture of Mark and Henry. Here's the call to action. I know I'm in the right place. If there was something radically different, you know, different colors, different pictures, it may upset people, and there are studies that show this, that people don't like the incongruity. So the closer you can keep it the same, the better. So that's cool. So that's what we did there. And if you notice, we tested the headline. So everything about this ad is the same. The picture is the same. The text inside the picture is the same. The material on top of the picture is the same, but the headline is different. Are you a consultant who wants to attract high-paying clients? That's on the left. And on the right, transform your consulting business with a book and a speech. Sign up now at no cost. Now, again, one had a question, one didn't have a question. One has a benefit and says no cost and asks them to do something. So we test and we find out. Here's a truism about the advertising business. No one knows which ad will work. I don't know which ad will work. You don't know which ad will work. Why is that? Because you are not your customer. And believe me, I am not my customer. I know that my webmaster sends out ads to sign up for these webinars, things that I may not write in a million years, and things I'm scratching my head at and saying, why did he write that? That is so not, I would not respond to that. But, you know, people respond to it because I am not my customer. And we have to test these messages till we find out what your customer really wants to see. And once you hit on it, then you scale up and you spend more money and you show your ads. So, again, you are not your customer. Trust marketing experts. They know more than you do. rely on them. They will save your bacon every single time. And that's a shout out to my marketing guy, Adam, who does a great job for me. Okay, on the next slide, we have the mask, the little fill-in-the-blank form that has all the stuff that you saw on that ad for Indie Books is actually contained in this little form here, and you just fill it in, you know, the page that you're coming from, the headlines, the text, the pictures that you want to create or put in there, where you want to send them to, the display link, the call to action. The call to action would be sign up, learn more, watch the video. So again, Facebook has figured all this stuff out. So they give you a lot of options, but they hold your hand, and it's really, really cool. So on the next slide, we want to make sure you don't violate their terms of service. We don't want you to get banned from Facebook, and people do this. obviously, some things make a lot of sense, some things don't make sense, and some things need a little bit of explanation, and I'm going to be walking you through that spot right now. Okay, so number one, obviously, you don't want to do things like porn or guns or violence. No-nos, obviously, no one on this call would ever think of doing that, but we have to say things like that anyway, because it just is, so that's obvious. Okay, in fact, just in the last week or two, they banned guns, so you need to stay up to date on what Facebook's policies are. Okay, other things that violate their way of working, they have what they call a 20% rule for text. They don't want your picture to contain more than 20% of text. And on that ad for Indie Books, believe it or not, that was not 20%. They will look at every single ad. They really do. I don't know if it's computers or human beings, whatever, but if I have too much text on an ad, they will kick it back to me and tell me there's too much text on an ad. They have this little form that will actually show you a grid that breaks the ad up into different spots, and you can count, you know, 2 out of 10, and if you're more than that, then you know you have too much text. So if it is, just make the text a little bit smaller, cut out some words, and then resubmit it, and you'll probably be good to go. So you can use text, you just can't use a lot of text. That's in the picture. Now, as far as the description, you can use as much text as, well, I won't say as much text as you like, there is a limit, but you can tell your full story outside of the picture. So I want to make that distinction. You can't use the Facebook logo. There are certain age restrictions. You know, obviously, you don't want to sell liquor to children. And also, this is a big one, false claims. So you can't use before and after images with unrealistic results. And Facebook's example is, you know, the side view of, you know, a person with a big gut. Second picture, person with a smaller gut said, you can lose 50 pounds in 2 days, no problem. Not going to work. They will reject it. Okay. On the next slide, I want to discuss a different way. You're not going to get banned, but these are just bad practices that Facebook will disapprove these ads. And I've come across a number of these things myself and didn't know about them until they pointed out to me. So I want to save you time because that's what I'm here for. So number one, no pop-ups on landing pages. So if your landing page for a webinar says sign up for our form and there's a little box there that says, you know, put in your name and address, that's fine. But if you have a window that pops up and says get my new whatever or don't leave this page without filling out this form or are you sure you want to leave, here's your last chance to come to our webinar, you cannot do that on a Facebook ad, on a page that links to a Facebook ad. You can do it on the rest of your website. So I suggest that if that's your strategy, just create a page that looks like that page without the pop-up, and then you'll be okay. Another thing you can't do is have audio or video that plays automatically. They don't want people being in an environment and suddenly, you know, hey, come buy our stuff, and you know, everyone in the office hears it. You know, not cool. Third-party copyrights, so you can't use copyrights for other people you don't have the right for. Also, this one is really tricky. Ads that imply an attribute, like being black or having diabetes or whatever. So you can say, this is real confusing, so I'm actually quoting from Facebook's advertising terms of service. You can say, meet black men. You can't say, find other black singles. I think they think that it's too creepy if people think that, oh, my God, they know I'm a black man. But if you want to meet black singles, then, you know, anyone could want to meet black singles. You know, that's perfectly cool. Or you can say meet Christian women. You can't say, are you Christian? And the same thing goes for diabetes and other health issues as well. So, you know, they're very sticky about that. If you're not sure, run the ad by them. They'll either approve it or disapprove it. If they disapprove it, now you know the reason why. You just went over a little bit the line of being a little bit too creepy for your own good. So don't do that. Okay, on the next slide, the most important thing here, measure your return on investment. You know, everyone who goes into advertising on Facebook or any kind of marketing should really have clear goals on what they are measuring. And it doesn't matter what you measure as long as you're measuring something. So for some people it's leads, for some people it's sales, for some people it's appointments. I know that, you know, some people just, no one's going to buy a $2,500 product on a Facebook ad. They're going to want to talk to you and make sure that you are the real deal. That's how David closes a lot of his leads for his webinar. You know, everything leads to an appointment, and on the appointment he makes the sale. You might be selling a $10 book, and of course in that case it's a lot more realistic to expect people to buy a $10 book from Amazon. But, you know, you could be creating leads or creating more people to join your newsletter list or whatever, and all that is cool. So on the next slide, this is one of the key points I really want to stress here. The lifetime value of your client. You know, you need to find out what a client is worth to you. So what I found useful is this kind of math. So follow along with me. I'll go a little slow. So you want to find the lifetime value of your client divided by the cost of acquiring a client. So let's say you have a speech. You know, you're charging $5,000 for a speech, and you're only going to do the speech once. Well, how much money would you pay to acquire that client? Let's say if you spent $500 in ads to acquire that client, you'd have a $2,000 profit. So if you were profitable, how many times would you repeat that? You do that forever. You do it on and on. And you'd throw $500 down into Facebook ads to get that one client to give you that $2,500 consulting program and walk with a $2,000 profit every single time. Now, obviously, your numbers are going to be different. I just pulled these numbers out of thin air. But if you're making a profit on Facebook ads, then you're going to be doing it forever, and you're going to benefit, and I'm going to benefit, and everyone's going to be very, very happy. So this is one metric that I use when I'm talking to my clients to show how we can justify their investment and how they can walk away feeling happy. Because there's nothing worse than having a client saying, well, what do you think about our program? You made $10,000. Say, well, I thought we were going to make $50,000, so you suck. And, you know, I'm sure everyone on the call has had a conversation like that because they never set up the expectations in advance. And that just stinks. It's a bad, bad, bad business practice. So I'm saying here that, you know, most people don't know the cost of acquiring their members. You know, on the next slide, I point that out. And you must know this number so you can determine if you are profitable. And on the next slide, you can print this out. You can write this down. I'm just saying, this is crucial. Whether you run ads or not, it's an important part of running your business. You must know how much it costs to acquire a customer, whether it be your ads, whether it be going to a conference, whether it be taking someone out for a coffee. I mean, your cost of acquiring a customer could be very, very small. Or if I go to a conference, it's $1,000 in airfare and hotel and whatever, the entrance fee. I need $3,000 into getting a client when I walk in the front door, and I'm trying to get a client. So you figure out what it's worth, and in Facebook ads, I can show an ad for well less than a dollar in most cases. So it can work out to be pretty well. So those are the seven strategies. I hope they help you. I'm sure they're going to help you create better ads or work with your advertising company to direct them so you know what you want and they can deliver what you want. So now I'd like to talk about three myths about Facebook. And the three big myths are, my audience isn't on Facebook, they're B2B. The second myth, if I post to my Facebook page, all my fans will see it, so I don't need to do any advertising. And number three, Facebook advertising is expensive. So let's go over those messages. Number one, Facebook advertising is expensive. Actually, it isn't. It's not uncommon to spend 50 or 60 cents a click. Most of my campaigns are under a dollar a click. So imagine getting a prospect for less than a dollar. I know that's less than just about everyone who's listening has ever thought. It costs way more than a dollar to get a prospect into your funnel. Okay, but not on Facebook. Also, you pay for clicks. I've said this before. You're paying for activity. They will go to your page, and you can direct the activity. You can set your budget. You can be as low as a dollar a day. Of course, I recommend testing at $10 a day, and if it works, increase the budget. But the key point here is that you are in control of your money. So Facebook is no more expensive than you want it to be. It fits within your budget, whatever your budget is. And if it doesn't work, stop it. And if it does work, then you can't spend enough money fast enough if it's working. Myth number two, I don't need ads because I post info on my Facebook page where everyone can see it. Wrong. Facebook doesn't display 100% of your content. They just don't. You look at that wall. It scrolls by so fast, it can't possibly display everything. So Facebook has its own unique algorithm where they say, I bet this person is only interested in this, this, and this. So you may not see things from other business partners or other prospects or other customers you have. They just don't show everything. And Maurice Smith, who's like the guru, the grand poobah of Facebook advertising, says like 83%, I think that's number 83, 86% of things that you think are being shown on Facebook never reach their intended audience because there's just so much stuff. Only a small percentage of possible content is shown for free. So you might be saying, well, I post this stuff on my page. People will come to my page and they'll see all my stuff. Well, I hate to break it to you, but no one goes to your page. They just don't. You don't go to my page, and you love me, but you don't go to my page every day. You don't go to my website every day. No one goes to everyone else's website every day. Get over it. This is interruption marketing. Your ad is showing up in the news feed. It's interrupting them, but it's relevant to them. So this is really why it's cool. So if you do have a post that's relevant and you do want to boost that post, that's cool, but you need to boost that post. You must pay Facebook if you want to have more traction, have more people seeing that ad. So you just can't rely on just like, gee, I'll put it out there and the world will see it and they'll come and all that stuff. It does not happen. You're not reaching your audience as much as you think. The third myth, my audience isn't on Facebook, they're B2B. Well, I got news for you. There are 1.2 billion people in the world on Facebook, and a lot of them are in the United States. They might start by talking about their family, but they stay for all sorts of opportunities. I mean, look at the National Speakers Association. There must be 10 different groups for NSA speakers on Facebook. There are a lot of professional groups on Facebook. The American Dental Association is on Facebook. Realtors are on Facebook. They go to those professional forums as well. And they read things, and they one thing leads to another, and serendipity, and stuff happens in their wall, and that's where your ad appears in their news feed. It's just amazing. You know, Facebook is so powerful in finding people; it's almost scary. So if you're in B2B, believe me, they're online. So those are the three myths that we want to overcome. So we talked about, you know, why did you come here today? You know, number one, you're confused about Facebook, and I hope that we uncovered some of those confusion and made you less confused. Number two, you didn't want to miss out on the money-making opportunities, and we gave you a number of tips and strategies to do that. And number three, you didn't know how to get started, and I hope I've given you some ideas on how to write ads, how to set your budget for ads, how to target people and find the people you're looking for so you know how to get started. So you basically have two choices now. Number one, you can keep on doing what you've been doing and getting the same results. Or number two, you can work with someone who has gotten results and is willing to work with you now to get the results you want. So those are your two choices. So do you really have time and the personnel to figure this out on your own? I don't know. Some of you might do that. I know I got emails from a few of you saying, hey, I started doing this. I'm learning how to do this. I'm learning how to do that. So you might be the kind of person who tinkers there. I know other people who are busy speaking and busy consulting and busy writing proposals, and they don't have time to figure this out, and they much rather work with someone who knows what the heck they're doing. So if you're that kind of person, I want to let you know about my new Facebook ads program that gets results. And in one sentence, one simple sentence, we can create an ad campaign that gets the results you want, whether that be traffic or leads or sales or branding. And what you're going to get is exclusive access to my original thinking. You'll get my up-to-date strategies because I learn constantly. I'm involved in a number of advertising forums on Facebook. I'm learning from the best and the brightest who are spending a lot more money than I can spend and learning from their mistakes and what works and what doesn't work. So you get my guaranteed implementation. I will do this. You will know it will happen. You're not like some disjointed webmaster who you send a request, and 3 months later they say, you know, I should have that done for you in another week or two. And you've all had issues with that with your webmasters. This is guaranteed. If I say something, I will do it. You also get clear and honest reporting. Why? Because Facebook gives me the graphs and the charts to show you exactly who clicked or how many people clicked, what the ads cost, how much money you spent, who clicked through, and all that good stuff. So you're going to get real numbers here. And this will be a cost-effective program. If it isn't cost-effective, we're both going to stop it because we don't want to waste our time or my money. So what you're getting is my strategic consulting. When you hire me, I will start a SWOT campaign, you know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll know as much about your business as you want to tell me, so that will help me create the ads that will reach out to your target prospect. You'll get my management to see how to run a campaign properly. I will work with your team to implement what needs to be worked with. I'll be in charge of your budgeting and reporting and testing. We will be testing numerous ads to find out what works. Normally, the investment for this, if you go to my website, is $2,500 to create the program and $500 per month for implementation. But that would also be on top of an ad budget that would start at $300 and go up to anything. And I have $1,000 here, but it's really, you know, once you're making your money back, you can spend any amount of money you want, but I want to prepare you. That's what I normally charge. Now, because you're my good friend, you're on my list, you're part of my tribe, I want to make a fast action bonus for you. I'm having a big sale here, but it's only for the first four people. I'm willing to cut my rates by $2,000. So you're basically paying $500 for my time, my service, my strategy, my testing, my creative, and $300 worth of ads. So it's $800 total, because I like you. You know, I know everyone on this call. You're part of my list. You've followed me for a long time. It's not like I'm doing a public seminar where I don't know people or they're presenting with problems or challenges that are going to take more time. I think I know people here and I can work with them more efficiently, so that's good. Also, you're helping me test out this new webinar, this whole PowerPoint slides that you're seeing here. This is the first time I'm running it, so I'm looking for, you know, there's some bugs in here. There's some things I'm going to clean up. So you're a little bit of a test market, so I want to thank you for that. So that's another reason why I'm lowering the price. But I'm only offering it to four people, and this is not some sort of phony baloney. There are only four, but I'm going to open up to a million people. It takes a lot of time to do this. I want to be really, really honest with you. It takes a lot of time to do this kind of work, and I wouldn't be giving my all if I had more than four new clients come in to this. So the price won't last, it won't be offered again, and it's strictly limited to four people. If you'd like to take advantage of this, you know, type in this URL, prleadstoprofits.com, Facebook special. And again, here's what you'll get. You're getting a $2,500 ad campaign plus $300 worth of ads for just $800. This includes 1 month of service. It includes my creative ideas. I will create and test two sets of ads, and I'll create reports for you so you know exactly how the ads are performing. There are room for four clients only. I want to stress that. This is no kidding. It takes a lot of time for this. I am in demand, and demand sets the price. So I want to make it affordable to my tribe. But after that, it's whatever the market will bear. So there's a limited time to sign up, and here's how you can sign up. Go to prleadstoprofits.com/Facebook special. I'm going to leave this slide on here for a while so you can actually see it, and I hope the countdown timer is working because the countdown timer will end in 15 minutes, and then I'm going to go off and go to my yoga class. So this call will end in 15 minutes. And we are going to answer questions that came in over the transom as well, so stay on for that. If you do have to leave, and I know that some of my seminars go for an hour, you might have only tested out for an hour, that's fine. Sign up now. You can listen to the recording again when you want to. But again, the four spots for the special program are probably going to disappear, and I'm not kidding. Don't send me an email that says, I want to do this, but I have to think about it. I have to talk to my spouse. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get me at $500 for a month to create your program that is strictly designed for you, and after that, it's going to be whatever the market will bear, which is $2,500. I'm already signed up to do this seminar for Speaker Match and also for SpeakerNet News. So there will be a lot more people who are going to be hearing about this opportunity, and believe me, I'm not going to be charging them $500. I'll guarantee that. I'll give you my guarantee. If you listen to them on SpeakerNet News or on Speaker Match, when we do those seminars, there will not be a $500 offering there. So I want you to know about that. So please do go to prleadstoprofits.com, Facebook special, sign up now. If you find that you do have questions about the program or about your special situation, you can email me at dan@prleads.com. We'll set a time to talk, but you will not have the $500 special. I know people on this call. They know me. You know me. You trust me. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And if you do sign up and we find out that this is not a good fit, then I'll refund your money. So there's really no risk there. So sign up now, and I'm going to take a few questions as well. And if other questions come in on the transom, Adam will let me know about those as well. So I want to get to a few of your questions. So Brian asks, is it a must to have a company page, or will my individual page suffice? Your individual page is fine. You can promote a post from your individual page or from a company page. Your picture or your logo will show up in that upper left-hand corner on the ad. So, totally fine. You can post it as an individual. Josh writes in, should my book title be the Facebook page or the main character or the author? This book is an illustrated children's book. Blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe his mother should have a Facebook page. No. You're making it way too complicated. Either be the author or be the publishing company. That should be the Facebook page. If you want to make the Facebook page the name of your book, I think that's a great idea. A lot of speakers of books create separate pages or websites or subpages with just the name of the book, and that's fine. Just believe me, no one will remember your name. Most people don't remember the names of any but the top five authors. I mean, get past John Grisham and Vince Flynn and Jack Reacher I'm having a hard time remembering his name too, Lee Child. The public doesn't remember authors' names. You know, they don't remember speakers' names either. I hate to break it to you. I took a drink of water there. So if you're an author, I would suggest you brand the book title so your Facebook page would be the title of your book. So in this case, let's do a little free PR. Why not? We're all friends here. The title of the book is Who Loves You the Most of All? So good luck, Josh, and I hope you sell lots of books. Okay, Frank from Boca writes in, tips on determining your best headline on the ad. Okay, Frank, great question. I don't know the answer. You don't know the answer. Testing will determine the answer. So test two headlines, see which one works. Run another test with a third headline. Run that against your best headline and keep on doing that until you find something that clearly outperforms everything else. And when the results get to be negligible, then you know you have your headline. Frank also asks, Frank's been a client for a long time, so I'm going to let him ask two questions. Frank asks, how to determine where your target market really is? Well, I walked you through that part as well, and of course these questions came in before the seminar, so I hope that answered your question. Again, go to the demographics part, go to the interests part of Facebook's advertising section, and they will walk you through it with these click down menus that get it tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. Okay, Joe writes from New York City. I have a local computer repair shop. I've tried video views, local ads, in-post ads. Which ad is best to drive customers to my store, and what is the best kind of ad? Also, do you feel Facebook ads are better than Google AdWords? Okay, two great questions. Which ad is the best? Again, you're going to know by testing. I don't know the answer. So put a couple of dollars into your tests. See which ones work. See where people actually come in to your office, into your store, and then you know. You might find that more people come in by one kind of ad, but the more profitable person comes in with a different type of ad. So, you know, test, measure, mark your results, and then you'll know for sure. The second part of your question, do you feel Facebook ads are better than Google AdWords? I think that's a great question. Let me answer it in two ways. Number one, Facebook ads are cheaper than Google ads. Simply because the world knows about Google ads and has been using them for, you know, more than a decade, so they're expensive. Facebook ads are relatively new, and because of that, they're relatively cheap. The world has not really come on board. They're still saying, my audience isn't online. I do B2B. But they're still confounded by those myths, so there's a good chance to be on Facebook while the going is good. Now, having said that, I know that my ad costs went up dramatically over Black Friday and the whole Christmas shopping season. You know, every major advertiser was on Facebook, and the inventory available just decreased, so ads cost a lot more. Okay, but another key reason about Facebook ads and Google ads, a big difference here. Google, people are searching for things on Google. Like, I want to buy a new dishwasher because my dishwasher broke, so I go to Google and I type, who makes the best dishwasher? And I see all these websites on that have been keyworded for we make the best dishwasher, and all these ads that are keyworded for looking for a dishwasher, you know, dishwasher with best guarantee, dishwasher rated number one, whatever. So people on Google are actually looking for something, which is cool. And because you've advertised on Google, they know they're looking for a computer repair shop in New York City for a Macintosh, and that's good. So it definitely has its use. On Facebook, the model is a bit different. It's much more interruption marketing. No one's going to Facebook looking for a dishwasher. They're looking for cat videos, or they're looking for, you know, pictures of their grandchildren or the wedding they couldn't go to, or stuff like that. So your ad is interspersed in with what they are seeing. It's sort of like television. You know, you're watching a television show, and every couple of minutes they break away and show you an ad for a car or a dishwasher or whatever. So it's interruption, and the advertiser is hoping they're buying their ad on the right television show. Okay. Okay, Adam tells me we got our first order here. You didn't tell me the name of the person, but I see we got our first order here for the $800 program. Adam, can you tell me the name of the person? Give a big shout out to them. That'll be number one because we only have four. That means we only have three remaining. And I'll check the Skype when he comes back in, and we'll go to our next question. Let's see. Boris writes in. Boris from Orange County writes in, what is the minimum budget needed per day, per week, per month to achieve viable positive results? Again, $5 a day is the bare bones minimum. I think $10 a day is even better, but no more than $10 a day to test. And once you see what works, then just blow it out. David writes in, okay, David, how to build a Facebook ad campaign. Okay, go to Google, type how to build a Facebook ad campaign. You'll find a number of free courses. Seriously, I'm not putting you off here. I can't answer that question here. It could be hours and hours. I've taken a number of free courses online. In fact, I'll send you a link to Lead Pages. They have a great ad campaign. It's about 16 hours, and it's well worth it. So look for that link, David. Okay, Dan from Washington writes, how do I build a creative, clever, and provocative ad that still meets all of Facebook's guidelines? Well, I gave you a bunch of ideas on how to create an ad with, you know, asking questions and all that good stuff and meeting the guidelines. I gave you a number of guidelines there, too. But, again, if you go to Facebook and go to their ad manager, there'll be a little pop-up. There'll be a little box there that for questions and type, you know, Facebook guidelines or Facebook ad policies, and they will show you and demonstrate for you exactly what's doable and what's not doable, so all your ads will be kosher. Okay, Brian from Loveland writes, how do I increase book sales through a broader platform? I use Amazon Authors page, my website, Twitter, Facebook, various Twitter groups, Authors Den, and other authors groups, local newspapers and media, some national reviews, several reviews on blogs, local radio and TV, and a few podcasts. Well, that's cool. Congratulations. Looks like you're not doing Facebook ads, so take some of the strategies that we used here and just start testing. Put your book up there. Put reach out to your target audience. Put some calls to action in there. You might want to send them to Amazon to buy the book directly. You might want to send them to your page and give them a free download for a chapter or two and order the book directly from you or direct from Amazon. So those are some quick ideas, and again, you don't need a million ideas. You just need a couple of good ideas and test them and see what's working. Let's see. Nora writes, are there best practices to keep in mind when utilizing Facebook ads? Yeah, I think we answered that already. If you have other questions, just let me know. Lydia asks, is advertising on Facebook cost-effective regardless of your industry? That's a great question, regardless of your industry. Again, I think it comes down to testing. If you're willing to invest $300 and test it yourself, you know, that's not bad. If you want to invest with me, then it's $800, and we test it out there. So that's cool. Okay, I see more questions are coming in. We have a question here from Sandra from Vegas, and she writes, meow. And I think she's interested in wondering about promoting cat videos. There's a lot of competition here for cat videos. I got to tell you a funny story. There's this viral, you might have seen it, this viral thing just last week. It appeared on my news feed. It basically said, in a woman's obituary, she said she loves all Chicago teams except Jay Cutler. Yep. And it was trending. It was the number one trending thing on Facebook last week. And I went to my yoga class on Monday, and it turns out the woman who is in my class actually wrote that. It was her mother. She wrote the obituary for her mother, and she said, well, let's make this fun, let's make it interesting, let's make it personable. And she wrote and said, that her mother loved all Chicago teams, but she hates Jay Cutler. And somehow it got picked up and it got spread, and it went viral. And she had no intention of it being viral. She just, wanted to honor her mother. And so here we are in Excelsior, Minnesota, in the middle of nowhere, 30 miles west of Minneapolis. This woman writes an obituary, and now it's trending worldwide. So people always ask me, how can I make my video or anything go viral? And I have to refer them back to something that's really cool. Jeannie Robertson, who's a very funny person in the National Speakers Association, had a story or a video on Facebook, or rather YouTube, that went viral. And everyone asked her, how did it go viral? What tips can you give me to make my video go viral? And Jeannie said, if I knew, my 99 other videos would have gone viral too. So I think that was funny. Great. So let's see. Let's see. Recap here. We have one person who signed up. We're limited to four people, so we have room for three more spots here. So let's take a few more questions, and we'll close it out in just a few minutes. So, Adam, I don't know if you're going to email me or what we're doing here. Send me
check
that
your Skype
one again.
Window.
I'm going to go into a Skype window here because hold on a second.
Yep, I pasted all the additional questions in there.
Okay, I just have to get out of here and in here. Okay, great. I want to thank Elaine for signing up. Congratulations. I'm looking forward to working with you. Val writes, sorry I missed the start. Is a boost poster target ad best to drive interest in a new book? I think it all comes down to testing. Certainly in a boosted post, you can target your audience. You can set your ad budget there. You can set starts and ends. So they're both good. A boosted post looks a little bit different than a targeted ad. So I would test both. So that would be that answer. Frank asks, can we prepay for your service if our new business debuts in the near future in 3 months? Yes, Frank, for you, that's perfectly fine. In fact, I will open up another spot for the four. So if you want to start in a couple of months, I will still have four spots for four people. So that means I can take five today. So yes, Frank, please do sign up. Thank you very much. Great question. Here's a person, no name. Where do you set the salary level for targeting ads? Okay, in the demographics, there will be a spot where it says income, and you can just click there, and it'll have all ranges from like zero to over $1 million. So you can put any range in there that you like. So very easy to do. Joe writes, howdy, what's the best way to create ad for a brick-and-mortar shop? I think you have to find out people's pain point. What do they really want? When I know you're a computer repair, so it's like, is it speedy service? Is it the lowest price? Is it the highest quality? Is it delivery to your doorstep? Find out what the real pain is and what really sets you apart, and I would put that in your ad to say, we're the only ones who will actually pick up and deliver and within 24 hours or your money back. Give people a guarantee. So those would be some ideas. Test it out. Let me know how it works. Okay. Pam writes, what is the best way to connect with young moms on Facebook? I was thinking about you, Pam. I know you. I saw your order come in saying fantastic, because I know we want to talk about ads. So Pam has written a book for mothers. So very easy. Again, on the demographics screen, you can select moms. You can select any kind of mom, any number of kids they have. You can also select people at various stages in their lives, like people who have suffered loss, like who are grieving, who have funerals or whatever. So there is a way to actually find people like that. Cool. Okay. Pam also writes, what's the best day of the week and time for the highest audience to memes post on a Facebook author page? I don't know. You're going to have to test that. You know, everyone is going to be different. Again, working moms are going to be different than moms who stay at home. Some people are going to be up at 3 in the morning. Some people are going to be asleep at 3 in the morning. So I really can't say. You just have to test. Robin writes, how to get more followers or to engage existing followers. They post and share and tag our Facebook page. Okay, great question. It's not really an advertising question. It's really a Facebook social media question. People share things that they find funny or interesting. So that's why people are sharing cat videos, because they're fun. I share videos of animals sliding down and playing in snow and sliding down hills in the snow. I've shared videos of this guy in Japan who takes paper clips and organizes his desk with paper clips. It's fascinating. Go to my page and you'll see it. So I do things like that because I'm sharing what I find interesting and fascinating. You might, if you're in a B2B world, you very well might share information about news in your industry. And that would make you more of a thought leader and a go-to person for finding out what's news in your industry. So there are many things that people share. And frankly, my stuff doesn't get shared a lot. And I could moan and gripe about it, but I don't think many people's stuff gets shared a lot because it's just boring, pedestrian, okay stuff. And that's part of the human condition. I think if we go into Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn and expect our stuff to share and go viral, then a lot of times we're deluding ourselves. I think we're using a lot of these posts to just build credibility. In the case of Facebook, to show that we're human beings, we go on vacation, we have issues. In the case of Twitter, maybe to show that we are thought leaders and we're sharing and tweeting other articles that we've read that we found interesting that will help other people and such like that. So I hope that answers your question. It's an uphill battle because if everyone passed along everything they read, you know, then we'd be drowning in even more information. So some people get stuff pasted a lot or commented a lot, and other people just don't. I think the more interesting you are, the more you know your audience, the more likes and shares you will have. So those are all the questions we have. I'm going to be signing off in another minute or two. We do have a few more spots open for my special offer. Again, $800 for the ad campaign. Only 3 spots left. And you have until midnight tonight to do that. So read, study, think about it, contemplate it, whatever. But after midnight tonight, that link will go down. I'll never make this offer again. And again, it's only open to another 3 people. So hopefully that will help you. And to go back, that link is, Adam, can you read that link? Because my PowerPoint just disappeared.
I would be happy to. It's www.prleadstoprofits.com/Facebook special. And I know the person who had inquired about investing today and starting the campaign in a couple months, I believe they're still on the call. So I'm going to encourage that person specifically. It's www.prleadstoprofits.com/Facebook special. Because we're not going to have very many spots. These will go quickly. And Dan's time is very limited because he's doing so many of these right now. One more time, prleadstoprofits.com/Facebook special.
Great. Thank you very much. If there are any more questions, I'll be happy to answer a question. Otherwise, we're going to sign off here. I want to thank everyone for spending their valuable time here. If you have additional questions, please do email me, dan@prleads.com. Once again, dan@prleads.com. You can ask me questions about the program. If there are spots still available, I'll certainly make that available to you. If you have questions about Facebook advertising or anything along those lines, I'll be happy to answer it if I can. I have to tell you a funny story. This is a sad story. You know, many of you were on the call last month when I did a thing about Amazon. And some guy sent me a question, and I said, I really don't know the answer. And he yelled at me. Yeah, I was like, I don't know everything. I'm sorry. It's like, why don't you find out the answer for me? Well, are you paying me? Well, let's just put it this way. I deleted him from my email list. He will never darken my door again because I don't work with unreasonable people. And frankly, that's the reason why I'm offering this special offer to work with you, because I know you're reasonable. I know there's a lot of know, like, and trust here, and it's a mutual on both sides here. Most of you on the call are using my services in one way or another, and I'd love to work with you. If you'd rather do the work yourself, that's fine. If you'd rather get up to speed fast, and use me, that's fine. One of my friends, I won't call him a client, one of my friends actually was promoting a book the other day, and he asked me for a few tips, and I gave him a few tips. And then he wrote back to me and said, Facebook disproved my ad because they didn't like the graphic, and I just wasted 4 hours of my life. Well, I could have told him right out that his ad would never work because of the graphic that he chose. It was just clearly violated their standards, but he learned after 4 hours. So if your time is worth 4 hours of your time is worth less than my time, then you know, do what you need to do. But in any case, this will be my last pitch here. If you'd like to sign up, that's fine. If not, believe me, I have plenty of work to do, plenty of clients to work with. But if you are interested in this, please do review your notes, send me an email, or call me. Those of you who know me have my phone number. It's on every email I've ever sent out to you, and we'll talk. And if it's a good fit, it's a good fit. If it isn't a good fit, believe me, I'll be the first one to wish you well. So that's it for here. Thank you for being on the line. Thanks for investing your time. I hope you learned a lot. Love to get your testimonials. If you like what you heard today, please do send me an email that I could use in future marketing. Tell me what you learned, how you liked it, whatever. You get a little bit of publicity, too. You get your name out there. Always fun. And I would appreciate that as a thank you for coming here. So again, thanks everyone for coming today. I appreciate it. Good luck with your ads. Good luck with your marketing. This is Dan Janelle, your fearless PR leader, signing off. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.